Come on in, come on in. Time is 1441. Sunday, October 8th, 2023. Today we got a pretty powerful teaching. So this teaching I bring you today, this comes from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So you want to heed this wisdom as much as possible to protect yourself. Because for you to not get, like, my job is to make sure you manifest your destiny, okay? And so the way to not manifest your destiny is Satan delays your destiny. So I'm a story of, come on, you guys.
Yep.
I'm a story of delayed blessings. Let's get going here. Got texts coming in. Okay, so here, I'm going to teach you this because my dad taught me this. First, the way Christianity works is you want to work with it and judge within yourself. So this one here is you're going to have to remove the pride spirit. How to remove the pride spirit, and then we're going to talk about defensively and recognizing it in others and some of the dangers of pride. So first couple, I've got a couple of things I want to get off my chest here. So the first thing is the greatest fear to a Christian is to lose access to the supernatural. Okay, so Christianity and all religions are a form of mechanics of using energy, okay, to do good and to yield good and have peace, okay? The closer I get to God, the closer I become living a supernatural life, okay? And I have divine backup. So some of the people, they question me or whatever, this and that, curious about me. It's because I have divine backup and I have my entire life, okay? You resist the devil and you will flee. And he will flee. On service day, Satan shoots darts at you to prevent you from attending church. I'm here to train you to walk hand in hand with Jehovah. Period. Now, we're going to go on some of the dangers of pride, okay? Now, pride is the biggest sin in Christianity. You want to be like a lamb, not wolf-like. Copy the works of Jesus Christ, who is humble and meek. Pride comes before destruction. Pride disconnects you from God. By removing pride, the Holy Spirit will surround me. Pride is a trait of the devil. When I'm prideful, I'm breaking spiritual rank, breaking with Jehovah, and he doesn't like that. Getting closer to God is about wisdom and how much scripture I am applying. God is yearning to talk to me. Hearing God is the most satisfying thing. Many prideful people believe they do not believe God. We need God. We've been wired to be connected to our Creator. There are some issues in my life only God can fix. You must fight out the spirit of pride inside of you. Say one thing to someone for their benefit with pride, and they will hold it against you. A man's pride shall bring him low, but a humble spirit will exalt you and gain favor with the Lord. If you are humble by nature, you have won the lottery of life. We have to let go of our own pride. It's the nature of Satan to be prideful. It is our duty to uproot the seeds of pride within our souls. Blessed are the pure who see God. The more purity we get, the more we get close to God. Pride is a hidden sin you aren't going to see. You won't know it's operating inside of you unless the Spirit of God tells you. You have to work on pride. And some of these spiritual gifts, and pride and ego, they take manual labor, work. You got to labor this, and there's no shortcuts. A Christian must examine themselves. You must self-audit your soul. You can remove pride with a spiritual responsibility. Pride is stubborn, but it is to remove, and I will teach you how. Renew your mind daily. Shift the way you think. The posture of your heart must be shifted. There is no on or off button with pride. You must labor it. You must tackle pride directly. So the section is be how to remove pride. So first I talked about the dangers. People with pride, they'll hoard the resources, they'll turn on you. They will be happy if you commit suicide. These are just sick people. And that's why it's pride is one of the seven deadly sins. So the best thing to do every day is pray for a humble spirit. Daily ask the Father to remove pride from me. If God uses you to break down industries, you must become one of the meekest in the globe. Pride cuts off the power of God. A time comes where you need your own power of God inside of you. So your pastor can't be always there to help you, right? Christianity is the power of God. When you apply these teachings, you will see the power of God working in your life. Too much pride will disconnect you from God. And everybody wants to be connected to God. There isn't one person in this world that doesn't need to be connected to God, whether they know it or not. Let go of your own understanding, for have faith in the Lord. And these are the laws of the universe that I'm throwing you down on a platter. Christianity is so detailed. Nothing comes by chance. Spiritual gifting comes by desperation. Another way to remove pride is to meditate on humility. Your imagination is a platform to grow in Christianity. Give yourself holy to them, then your prophet shall appear. As a man thinketh, so he is. As I begin to think of myself non-prideful, God will see it and remove it from me. I am nothing. I always think I am a zero and operate to obtain truth, which is a one. Any part of the Bible can become you if you hyper-focus and absorb the scripture long enough. As a man thinketh, so he is. Now, another way to remove pride from you is to endure afflictions, and that's what I've been going through for quite some time. So if you just endure it, pride will leave your soul. When a negative circumstance occurs, use it as an opportunity to grow spiritually. It is a good thing for me to suffer afflictions because the pain made my heart more holy. Moments of affliction are to be harvested for spiritual growth. In moments of sorrow, God removes pride from my heart. What I think is my tragedy is God's use, uses the pain to reduce the seeds of pride inside me. It's a good thing for me to be afflicted for what I learn, going through the process. Through great suffering, I have learned the Lord. Pain purges stuff out of me. Affliction makes the heart better. When affliction comes, don't run or fight. Let it pass, for the year becomes better. We glory in our tribulations because pride is taken out of me. Pride can block off guidance and mute your ears to a certain degree. God doesn't speak to prideful people. The goal is to walk with boldness of God. When God opens the doors, prideful people will destroy the door because of their lack of submission. They fight and argue with the boss and can't submit to the authority figure. Prideful people go from job to job because they can't submit. Prideful people cannot tack the grace of God. Grace is divine energy operating through a vessel. You need meekness to tap into divine energy that comes from heaven. Too much pride, he cannot give you divine energy. It's costly to live your life by your own energy. Not many Christians have the grace of God. You need to be one of those Christians that have visible grace. You need the energy of heaven. You have to live your life by the energy of God. Prideful people are stingy, greedy, who hoard everything to themselves. Greed is connected to prideful people. Pride makes you stingy and greedy. They are selfish with their resources. Pharisees were greedy and prideful Christians. Not everybody enjoys giving. Ask and it shall be given. Pride will think you know as much as your pastor or authority figure. A prophet is not without honor. Pride cuts you off from helping you. I just want to follow my pastor. This mindset will release God's blessing compared to a prideful Christian who thinks he knows more than the pastor will not reach answered prayer. Pride has so many babies. Pride does not listen to God's messages. Prideful people have a stiff-necked nature by undermining and undervaluing the voice of God. And God will say, I will laugh at your calamity. After a certain time, if you rebuke God for so long, then you ask him for something, God will laugh at your calamity. A prideful Christian does not listen to Holy. A prideful Christian does not listen to Holy Spirit. God is the greatest authority ever. There is too much of them inside of them and not enough of God inside of them. A prideful person will ask why. What was I told? I don't ask why. Prideful people are hypersensitive. They hold grudges against you. They have very thin skin and you can't tell them anything because they'll get angry at you and you tell them something for their highest benefit. Prideful people are overly sensitive. This kingdom is for the sheep and the lambs. So that wraps up just a short teaching on pride. But if you apply this, this can really have a drastic impact on your life. Okay, so this is the impact on removing pride.